Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Some of you may have heard the news that there's a new champion eastern cottonwood tree for North Dakota. Located in Cass County, it has a circumference of 29 feet, is 123 feet tall, and has a crown spread of 77 feet. It's the largest tree in the state. There's something about sitting in the shade of a cottonwood during a nice summer or fall day that can give one a strong sense of place. Cottonwoods can be found across the state along streams, shorelines, floodplains, wet meadows, and similar habitats. They also have been planted in shelter belts, boulevards, and yards. And, of course, they're very fond of having their roots tap into groundwater. Unlike most leaf stalks, which are round and rather rigid, the leaf stalks of cottonwood are rather flattened in cross-section and a bit flimsy. Along with the large deltoid or triangular-shaped leaf blades, the slightest wind causes the leaves to tremble or quake, bump into each other, and produce that distinctive sound of rustling leaves. Quaking aspen does something similar. Cottonwood shows up in many Native American stories, and Theodore Roosevelt noted in his Ranch Life and the Hunting Trail that few sounds would break the stillness near his Elkhorn Ranch on the Little Missouri River. But if the wind stirred at all, the leaves of the cottonwood trees would rustle, quiver, and sigh all day long. Those cottonwoods can provide pleasant shade for animals of all sorts, including us. And those rustling, quivering, and sighing leaves seem to be whispering the secrets of life on the prairie. That appears to be particularly true for those cottonwoods in the North Dakota Badlands. Those old matriarchs and patriarchs are whispering the history of cold winter, summer heat, bison, cattle, humans, and everything in between. I recently ran across an interesting poem online, The Cottonwood Tree, by David Knapp. It reads in part, "Not only is there shade to rest, the cottonwood will do its best to entertain its welcome guests as the sun sets slowly in the west. For any time there is a breeze, the tree plays music in its leaves, and I have to say quite honestly, the cottonwoods play symphonies. So take a rest in some quiet dell, take off your boots and stay a spell. I guarantee it'll do you good to sit beneath the cottonwood." I've attached a link to the full poem along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.